grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Yes, yes, all right. We've got Chris joining us over the blower this evening. How are you going, Chris?
Oh, pretty good, Kia ora. How are you?
Bula, Vinakats, Fiji Language Week. So I'm doing good. Yeah. Yes, you know, trucking along. What's the goss on the streets?
Hey, well, Fiji has a little bit of a medical cannabis thing going on, doesn't it?
True stories. I wouldn't know.
Someone might have to go there and report on it.
Please.
But hey, so what's happening? Speaking of, you know, places with strange drug laws, it's right here, 50 years of misuse of drug laws. Speaking of course about the misuse of drugs, that passed 10th of October 1975. So that, in fact, is tomorrow, 50 years ago.
Yes, 50 years. So you said the 10th of October 1975, was it?
Sure is, yeah.
Wow, I
certainly didn't think it would be around this long, certainly when I got involved with Normal and you know, pushing for it, and I'm sure people listening and people that came before, it's pretty astounding, really, how sort of toxic this law has been for people that enter Parliament in terms of addling their brain. You know, drugs might not addle everyone's brains, but drug laws certainly addle the brains of lawmakers.
It's true, it's true.
Just the mention of it, just the very mention. But hey, today, down in Parliament, in fact, Drug Foundation launched a report, Safer Drug Laws for Aotearoa. And this was in the Grand Hall, or whatever they call it, down in Parliament this morning. I watched it on the YouTube. You can see it on a live stream. Live, you can watch it on YouTube or Facebook. And that was very interesting. And but if we just take a little step back, it's worth considering, you know, where these laws actually came from and their kind of context. You know, how the hell did we get into this mess? And then, how are we going to get out of it? And why I say getting out of it, just hold on, everybody. Although it is 420, so you do have to listen. But if we go back, and we go way back to just over 100 years ago, 1901, the Opium Prohibition Act. This is our first drug law.
Opium.
Just restricted use by Chinese people. And and our first alcohol law banned alcohol use by Māori people.
And, what the hell?
There is your racist origin right there.
There it is. Jesus.
And then a few years later, 1927, we got the Dangerous Drugs Act. Same name and year as the UK. Mm-hmm. 10 years before America. A lot of people think, oh, it started in America. Actually, we managed to beat them by 10 years with the old Dangerous Drugs Act. But that was prohibition with doctor prescribing. So you had very widespread prescribing. We had at one point, apparently, highest heroin rate in the world.
True story.
Yeah, legally prescribed under the Act. So anyway, jazz and things like that came along, and again, racism reared its ugly head. Yeah. And then, of course, if we fast forward a little bit, we had then had a thing called the Narcotics Act, and this clamped down even more. This was the full prohibition, 1965, and that was actually like jail for a joint, literally jail for a joint. And happening at the same time as, you know, hippie, social change, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So a new government here, Labour, led. In 1972-3, they did this thing called the Black Palmer Committee and had them investigate, you know, what's going on, because, you know, maybe it hasn't really worked so well so far. They said all the way back then. And we've got all the social change and people agitating for something different. Meanwhile, you've got Richard Nixon doing the war on drugs at the same time.
Yeah.
And this committee, they didn't say go the war on drugs. They reluctantly back to formal prohibition, but they said only for as long as it seemed to be working, what they'd written there before. And it was supposed to be very treatment focused. There's supposed to be a big section of this new law that was going to provide the treatment and a very therapeutic, health-based approach. None of that actually made it into the final law, which is a bit, and again, it was a Labour law under Norman Kirk, who had, at the same time, we've been on a Navy ship going to Mururoa protesting nuclear testing, and then they passed this law, not just about that, 100% yes votes in Parliament.
What was that last bit?
100% yes votes. The A's, the I's. They all voted for it. Under urgency, there you go. And, and clearly, cut to the chase, it hasn't worked because within just a few years, the ARA report that used to reach 600,000 people just within a few years ago. And I have it on good authority that Longy's government in the mid-80s, came very close to doing something about it. But, politics happened, he was out, and that didn't happen. So,
there you go.
Oh, boy. And then, if we fast forward to the modern time, we'll skip the middle section, but that was very interesting because we ran the Ultra Legalized Cannabis Party in the 90s. 1996, first MNP election. I got 1.8% of the vote, which in hindsight is pretty healthy. And off the back of that, the Greens were very enthusiastic about, in the next election, 99, adopting a pro-reform platform. And Nando Tanksos, who's one of my partners here in Hempstor, he was elected as an MP. And we had another inquiry that we can add to the list of inquiries calling for law reform that actually went nowhere. And then after that, And good old Helen Clark, on her way out, she kind of got the Law Commission, right? Review the Misuse of Drugs Act. So this is the kind of only thorough, in-depth review everything kind of thing. 2011, you can still read their report online, controlling and regulating drugs. So they said repeal the whole lot, control the availability of low-risk drugs, a new law fit for purpose. Needless to say, these recommendations were adopted.
What was that last sentence? Sorry.
Needless to say, these recommendations were not adopted.
No, true.
Boy, oh boy. And then, of course, more recent memories, we have all the referendum and all this sort of thing. So, getting to the point of it, it's been a long, arduous 50 years where the law has got repeatedly, worse and worse and worse with every year that goes on.
Yep.
And this is where we've reached today, with on the 50th anniversary. Again, let's just start again. This is what the Drugs Nation is saying. Just get rid of the whole thing. And think about what they're saying should be the recommendations or where we go from here with a new law, evidence-based law. Firstly, decriminalise all drugs. Decriminalise the whole lot, just like they've done in Portugal. That means users and consumers aren't being chased down by the police, but there's a health sort of approach. Redirect all the resources that you're wasting on police and prisons into health. Establish a harm reduction as a responsive public health infrastructure. It's like a way of saying, get an agency going that can do things on the fly, like how we've done needle exchanges and substance checking and these sorts of things, approving safer utensils, psychedelic therapy, without having to continually ask Parliament to get involved in that. And then, crucially, so cannabis, establish responsible regulation of lower harm substances. And what they're meaning by that is home growing. And some non-profit cannabis clubs, like they have in Malta, Germany and Spain, among other places. There's been a few in Auckland as the years have gone on, gone by. Number five, uphold fertility and protect kaonga. Māori-led solutions with their own ring-fence funding. So there you go. That's where we're heading. So it's a bit of a primer on why this law needs to change and what people can be saying to their MPs. Particularly because, and in fact, this is quite cool, because this was presented this morning at Parliament to the top party group on mental health and addiction, called by Taharangi Tata from the Greens, and you have representatives from all the parties here, Andrew Leary from Labour, Hanga Rāwhiti Maiti Park from Te Pāti Māori, Vanessa Wenet from National, Laura McClure, ACT, Tanya Unkovic, New Zealand First. So they're the people to kind of direct your message into, and then they take it back to their caucuses.
Yes. It's all pretty clear, isn't it?
It's pretty clear. I like this quote from Chloe Forbrook this morning. In the war on drugs, the drugs have won. and he had the chair of Drug Foundation, Wadi Patiki, and he said, and, you know, carrying on this kind of war analogy, which is where it's all come from, the war on drugs. And he said, you know, sometimes when we're afraid of things, we try to fight them. You know, and that's where the sort of thinking has come from.
Yeah.
But if we waged war, this is the analogy he gave, if we waged war on cancer, would we bomb people that had cancer?
Yeah, look, it's pretty clear. It's pretty obvious what needs to be done, but people just don't like to listen, I guess.
Well, I think they're kind of in a little stalemate. And especially when they're sort of thinking, oh, this is the way it has to be, but yes, it doesn't. There's all these examples around the world. Post-referendum, 5 years ago now. You know, we don't need to be hung up on that result for 5 years, even though it's kind of got its pluses and minuses living in this sort of stalemate kind of policy. Especially when we're a conservative government, stalemate means at least we aren't going backwards. But this is a really great opportunity, you know, just to get rid of this whole thing, start again. And the only way they're going to do that, or, you know, is if we tell them, we've got to demand it of them.
Yeah.
Hey, another thing coming up, Harm Reduction Coalition also to mark the Mrs. Progress 50th next, when is it? 5th of November, so a couple of weeks away, Victoria University down in Wellington. If anyone wants to head down there or is down there, and it's featuring former Law Commissioner Warren Young, and that will be interesting. And then, of course, J-Day, December 6th. You can mark that in your calendar as a way to protest or make your support known by coming on J-Day. December 6th in Albert Park. Very good. In the meantime, we've still got our little hemp exhibition happening down at the hemp store with Shane Barron's hemp textile art.
Yep.
You can get that for the end of next week. Yeah. Come on down or see our website or give me a ring down at the hemp store. I'll have the hemp store. We'll hook up with the doctor. And coming up on Tuesday, speaking of insane outcomes of the Mrs. Dagger, Gandalf, New Zealand's leading green fairy, supplying to sick and dying people all over the country. He is on trial or next court appearance this coming Tuesday at Whangarei Court.
Yeah.
And end of the month, because you will have by then written to your MP, come and check out some hemp. You've sparked the Torch of Freedom or baked a big retake tomorrow for the 50th anniversary. You've gone up and seen Gandalf. So end of the month is Halloween at Whakamana Cannabis Museum, and you deserve to go to that. So,
it's true. All right, there's a lot on the agenda. And we must get it all done.
We'll get there, people. Have faith.
Have faith. Keep the faith. Exactly right. Well, thanks so much, Chris.
All right. Have a good day.
Yes.
And don't forget, spark a torch of freedom tomorrow.
Exactly. We will. The torch of freedom. Exactly right. All right, well, we'll talk to you next week. Awesome. Go well. Ka kite.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary.